bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
With your host, Dennis Tilon, and our guest, Rabbi Hanania Cohen. Welcome back.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Thank you, Dennis.
Yes. And so, last time we were discussing about blessings, and you have a different meaning, different understanding of blessings. Can you kind of giving us a summary again?
Of course. And we discussed, we gave examples from Adam, mm-hmm. where God blessed him and God blessed the earth. And God blessed later on Noah and his children. And we saw that blessing was not all about prosperity or money, mm-hmm. Materialistic. It was more about living in harmony and have a continuation. So the harmony will be with nature, with God, with other people, and children that will continue that mission. Mm. To live in harmony. That's a blessing. A person can be, you know, poor and blessed, because if he would have money, it would be going to be cursed for him, as we quote from King Solomon. He says that sometimes the wealth of a person is what's going to take him down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, of course, what we're talking today, blessing, when you say, I'm going to bless you, that usually we connect that to a materialistic object.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Piece of metal, piece of paper called money.
Right.
Stuff like that. House, big house, two cars or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. This is not real blessing. Okay? You can take it as something. Oh, I don't care if it's blessing or no blessing. I want that.
Okay.
But sometimes, you know, that comes on other things. Instead of other things that you really need. So we're going to continue today.
Yes.
And explain that and take another example of blessing from Abraham that we spoke last time.
Right. So before we continue, I just wanted to say that, folks, if you wanted to listen to the first discussion, please go to our podcast, The Jewish View, Blessings Part 1. And now we are talking about blessings part 2. So go ahead.
Okay. So we spoke last time about Abraham, that God blessed him and says that all the humanity, mm-hmm. will bless their kids in your name, in the name of Abraham. Mm. They will tell something like, oh, I wish you would be like Abraham. Not because he was rich, because he was a true follower of God. Mm-hmm. And he is considered, for a good reason, the father of monotheistic faith. There is only one God, and we need to serve him and not other ideas.
Right. So he is a good hero, example.
Right. And that's a blessing.
Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we continue to see what happened with the blessing of Ishmael.
Okay.
And Yitzhak, Isaac.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to touch base also, hopefully, if we have time, with the blessing of Jacob and Esau. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about Ishmael, which is today considered to be the father of all the Arab nations.
In the Middle East.
In the Middle East, of course. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have to remember, Judaism was born and is connected to the Middle East.
Very close.
It was not, it was developed, you know, all the places where Jews has to forced to live in, mm-hmm. after the destruction of the Second Temple. But it is a Middle Eastern religion, mm-hmm. and not European, or any other place, you know, whatever.
Right, okay.
This is just, you have to make sure, because when we are seeing there is a very strong connection between Judaism and other Middle Eastern religion, mm-hmm. Islam in this case.
Right.
But it has been developed also in Europe in a different form. That's what people here in America are familiar with. Mm-hmm. Now, when God tells Abraham that he will have a son, Abraham asked God if only Ishmael would, I would say the meaning, if he would be able to worship you. Meaning he will follow my way.
If only Ishmael can follow his dad's way, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And God says yes, he will.
Okay.
And he will also will have many kids, many tribes will come from him, and we can see that happened. Yet God also said that the real blessing, mm-hmm. or the main person to continue Abraham's way will be Yitzhak, Isaac. Mm-hmm. And we can see that in the Torah.
Okay.
Where Abraham blessed Yitzhak before he passed away, and I would say inherit to him all the deeper meanings and the knowledge of what it means to worship God.
Mm-hmm.
And Yitzhak did that also and moved that to the next generation.
So he didn't say, hey, you can have my tent, you can have my real estate, whatever, right?
He did, but not to Yitzhak. And this is the interesting part.
Ah, okay.
Abraham, according to the Torah, the Bible, mm-hmm. had three wives.
Yes.
So we all know about Sarah.
Yes.
Right? The mother of Yitzhak, of Isaac. Mm-hmm. We know about Hagar, mm-hmm. the Pharaoh daughter of Pharaoh, who married Abraham, uh-huh. as a
she was,
concubine or
she was a servant.
Yes, and after Sarah passed away, he married another woman named Keturah.
Yes.
Okay, and from her he had 12 sons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and before he passed away, he didn't want any arguments after he passed away with all the sons.
Mm.
So he says, you're going to get this, and Isaac, you're going to get that, and the 12 sons of Keturah will get other stuff.
Mm.
So he knew what is important to whom.
Okay.
So those who admire the material stuff, the sheep, the cattle, the tents, the business, got that. And he gave that to all those kids beside to Yitzhak.
Mm-hmm.
Yitzhak got the meaning, the essence, the way of the most important thing, how to worship God. Because we have to understand, if God decided to bless somebody, and you could say, oh, why did Abraham didn't leave anything to his beloved son, Isaac? He gave everything to the others. Because if you get the blessings, you will get everything. Again, all the wealth and the harmony that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not important to leave him with cattle, sheep, tents, slaves, whatever it was. Even though he did give him, of course. But the majority of the non-important things went to the other kids. Because it was important to them.
So the important thing that Abraham considered for Yitzhak is what?
Is how to worship God. How to follow God.
Wow.
Of course, it didn't make him poor. He gave him whatever he needed.
Right.
Yet he got the essence of everything that was important to Abraham, which was following and worshiping God. The one God.
Yes.
And all the other things are, you know, you want what's important for you? Sheep, cattle, slaves? Here, take. That goes to the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that was important for them. Or Yitzhak is a different story. And we can see mm-hmm. that Yitzhak did the same with his kids. I'm sure our listeners know the stories about the story about Jacob and Esav, how Yitzhak wanted to bless Esav. Mm-hmm. And Jacob did a trick, right? And he took his place.
Yes.
And he got the blessings.
Uh-huh.
And the question is, why? Why did he have to do that?
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
How come? You know, why you play those tricks? Your father wants to play, to bless Esav, so be it. Why did Yitzhak wanted to bless Esav and not Jacob? Jacob was the good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We in the Jewish tradition, Esav, when he was 13, mm-hmm. he started saying, you know what teenagers are doing.
Yeah.
Partying, girls, booze, whatever.
Yes.
And Jacob was the nerd, sitting and learning.
At home.
Right?
Yep.
And that's exactly the point, that Yitzhak, Isaac, said, I have nothing to worry about, Jacob. Mm. He will continue my way, the way of Abraham. But Esav needs an extra effort to put him back on track. He needs to get the blessing. Okay? Now, and this is very interesting, because if you think about it, the way that... So why did Jacob didn't accept it? Right? If your father thinks you're going to be okay, then... But once again, even the holiest person in the world mm-hmm. need to have food on his plate.
Right.
So he needs to have some kind of materialistic wealth to survive.
Yes.
It's very hard to learn the Torah when you're hungry.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And we're going to develop this idea in our next segment.
Right.
Just to give you the taste of it. Why did he do that? Why did Yitzhak did that? And why did Jacob didn't just accept it? The fact that his father do not want to bless him.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that Esav should get the blessing.
Yeah.
You like that idea?
Wow, okay. Folks, I think we need to dig deeper about this, because the meaning...
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355. 1355.
GECS, Corporate Identity, Custom Graphics, and Website Design. For more information, visit their website at www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Folks, we are back again on CTK Radio with the program Jewish View, one of the best programs we ever have in the radio. And by the way, Rabbi, before you continue with the blessings, can you kind of explain how could Abraham has more children that he, even Sarah said, hey, could he have one?
It's a great question. And the Jewish... commentaries already ask that.
Uh-huh.
And the answer, it's not going to surprise you, but or the listeners, but it's very simple.
Uh-huh.
Abraham didn't have any problem.
Right.
Physical problem.
Okay.
Okay. Sarah did.
Okay.
That's why, if you remember, she said, how can I have a baby? And the Torah says that she was no longer had her biological clock. She was like in the menopause stage or no period and stuff like that.
But not Abraham.
Not Abraham.
Okay.
And it's very easy to prove, because Abraham did have a child from Hagar.
Correct. Yes.
Right? So it was not his problem.
Wow. So,
and the reason why did God, you know, plan the whole thing
mm-hmm.
that way? We have a saying that God is desiring or really craving the prayer of the righteous people. So sometimes, in order to push them a little bit to open their mouth and to pray,
mm-hmm.
he will give them a hard time.
Okay.
Okay? But you see, it was also a blessing, because from one child, from Isaac,
mm-hmm.
Then came Jacob
mm-hmm.
with his 12 tribes,
yes.
12 sons. And that kept the Jewish faith, the Jewish practice, the Jewish way of life. I don't like the word Judaism,
mm-hmm.
because Judaism is just another ism.
Okay.
Okay, you have communism, you have socialism, you have Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever ism is, the way I see it, the way I understand the ancient Jews see it, it's a way of life.
Right.
Nothing to do with a nation, though,
uh-huh.
or DNA.
Okay.
As I already told you, everybody can come and join the Jewish nation, but it's a very long and hard procedure.
So, Rabbi, there wasn't any need for Abraham to use Viagra whatsoever, right?
I don't think he had. Maybe a herbal medicine or something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, somebody came to me and said, look, I want to be like Abraham. I thought, you want to be blessed like Abraham? No. I want to be like, you know, still strong until the end.
I think that person might have missed the whole point.
I think so. Okay.
Listen, if God wants to bless you,
mm-hmm.
you have nothing to worry about.
Nothing.
You're going to be healthy.
Right.
Everything's going to be okay. If God decide not to bless you, you can go to the gym until you are 190.
Uh-huh.
And nothing's going to work for you.
Mm.
So this is how it works. But in order to understand that, we have to work on the faith part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy. We live in a generation that people is all about, you know, I can do it. It's all about me. If I will try hard enough, I will succeed.
Mm-hmm.
People pushed God out of the equation. And we have a saying, you know, if you tell God, you know, God, I really appreciate what you did for me until now, but I no longer need your help. I can do it by myself.
Mm.
God will accept it and tell you, okay, if you're so, you know, successful and able to do so, good luck.
Just like a child comes to his dad and says, Dad, I don't need you. I can do it myself.
Yes, but remember that if this is a son and father relationship, the father is always looking, right? And he sees if there's going to be any accident, he's going to step in and stop it or save his boy. Yet if people are coming from an arrogant point of view,
oh, okay,
I can do it, I don't need you, God, I can do whatever I want, then God will say, okay, good luck, I'm out, you mm-hmm. by yourself,
mm-hmm.
enjoying you know, earth.
Right.
And it's not easy to be alone.
Wow. Being independent from God.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So now, if we do that, that means we are no longer under the blessings from God.
That's not because God don't want to bless us.
Mm-hmm.
That because we
are the one
who said, okay, we got it. We no longer need you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so be it.
Right.
Okay. And if people are familiar with the Jewish history, there have been, if you read the Bible, of course,
mm-hmm.
In the era of the first temple,
mm-hmm.
you saw that happening alive, right? With all the kings that did idol worship,
mm.
and they did statues, and they put them in God's temple.
Right, it's like,
right.
Uh-huh.
And we have the Baal, we have this tree, the Asherah.
Yeah,
we have all this,
uh-huh.
and if it's not gonna help, it's not gonna create damage. So why don't we cover all the power of all the gods and to our benefit?
Mm-hmm.
There is a missing the point
mm-hmm.
of that. So, and that was the prophet for like Jeremiah, Isaiah
mm-hmm.
are talking about.
Okay.
Don't think that, you know, if you bring God your sacrifice, like bribing him to do what you want. It's not about you. It's about him.
Exactly.
You
yes.
need to follow what he wants. If you do that, he will give you what you need.
That's what Abraham's intention.
Exactly.
To his children.
Exactly. But the desire to collect money, respect from other people, wealth, is so strong that people are sometimes totally missing the point.
So what's wrong with saying, I have to earn the respect from that person, meaning that you have to do it your own in order to get it?
You can do it your own, by your own, but you have to remember one thing. Is God with you or no? I'm sure you know there is a very famous proverb saying that a person is going on the beach and he sees two pairs of footprints side by side. Familiar with that? Maybe our listeners are. So I will tell that. And one is his footprints and the other one is God who taking him hand by hand. And then suddenly look back, there's only one footprint, pair of footprints. And he says, God, why did you leave me? Where are you? I don't see you. And God answered that because I'm carrying you now. Those footprints are mine. But you have to look. It's not yours. I am carrying you and lifting you up from all these troubles.
So is it the essence of what Abraham gave it to Isaac?
Definitely. Whatever you do, you always think about God. You don't think about your cattle, your sheep, your money, your bank account. If you think about God and you do what God wants you, and it's very clear on the Torah, on the Bible, what He wants for the Jewish people and for non-Jewish people, which is a little bit, less strict. Yet, you have to create, and I'm going back to that word, harmony between the people. Then you will have the blessing.
How about harmony with God? Is that such a term?
Yes, definitely. This is like the higher level. It's the level when you don't care about anything else. Everything. You succeeded in a business. You signed a great contract with someone. That's not because you're such a great person. It's also adding to that thing, but God wants you to get that. But if you go out after signing a contract and says, "Oh, I did it," as Frank Sinatra says, "I did it my way."
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it's your way, it's your way. God is not there. If you want God to be there, you have to accept and realize that He is there with you. So before you go into a business meeting, you look at the sky and says, "God, I'm going. I don't know. They're gonna like me. They're not gonna like me." Whatever you decide, I'm going to do my best, and I'm giving you the
glory and honor.
Glory and honor, yes, but also you will guide me. And whatever, yes or no, I will know that this is what you want.
Okay.
Instead of if I'm succeeding, it's my way. If I'm not succeeding, God is failing me.
That's the understanding.
Exactly.
At this moment,
it's very common, unfortunately. When I do something, a joke, I will share it with you about somebody who needs to go. We have a great business meeting. He was waiting for this business meeting for a long time. It's in downtown, in our case, let's say Denver. And as you all know, downtown Denver is not an easy place to find a parking. Right? So he's like on the freeway going there, and he's look at the clock and starting to get, stressed about the if he's late, it's over. Like, the guy is not going to wait for him. And he goes, he opened the window, says, "God, if I'm going to make it on time, I am going to give so much money to charity. 10% from that deal I'm going to close, I'm going to donate it to poor people that need that. Just help me be there on time." And he continue, and his traffic is crazy, and he's entering the downtown area, and he says, "There's no parking. God, please. If you're gonna help me finding a spot, just to put my car and run to the lobby where the meeting is, I will start keeping the Shabbat. No driving on Shabbat.
Yep.
Okay? And a big, great Jew in our example. But it can be any other thing, any other person. And there's no parking. He's like going around the block twice, three times, nothing. God, if you give me that, give me a spot just to put my car, and I will, you know, I will do so much kindness. I will do this. I will do that. The minute he said that, somebody is leaving his spot, and just for him, he enters and he goes to the, look at this guy, says, God, it's okay. I managed. Don't worry about it.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And you will see this pattern is with any religion, pretty much, I would say, on the lower level. But in the Jewish way is you have to emphasize that God is with you when you're down and when you're up. Right. There's nothing to do with how successful you are, how good looking you are, how rich you are, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. So, basically, you kind of bring it up the realization that we need God no matter what. Because if we push Him away from us,
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support to help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world. Please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to The Jewish View with Rabbi Hananiah Cohen with me, and I'm your host, Dennis Tillon. We are going to continue our discussion about blessings part 2. Don't forget to listen to our podcast of blessings part 1 and also follow the other radio hosts that are good in the their own materials. It's a blessings to our listeners, and I have seen the numbers of our listeners going up, and that is a blessing to this ministry. And please, folks, keep praying for this ministry to be able to reach out with the good things that people need to learn or to hear. Now go back to Rabbi Hananiah. Let's find out more about the blessings.
Yes. So we spoke a little bit about Yitzhak, Isaac, and how he continued his father's way in a different form.
This is after he being blessed and Abraham passed away.
Right.
Okay.
And we see, we can see that he did the same thing with his own kids, the twins, Jacob and Esav. And let's see exactly, try to understand what's going on here. We are referring to Genesis 27, the whole chapter, but specifically I would focus on verse 27. So it's 27.
Okay.
Where after Rebecca is convincing Jacob to do the to wear that skin with the fur. His father will think that he's Esav, and he says, "No, I'm not gonna lie. If he will catch me, I'm it's over for me. I'm not doing this." And she says, "No, you need to get the blessing. I know you're gonna be a good, what we call today, good Jew,
okay,
but a good God follower. But I want you also to have what your father wants to bless your brother." And that's, if you look at the superficial level, it's all materialistic. And let's go over the verses.
Okay.
I will roughly translate it. Okay. And Isaac says, God will give you from the dew of the sky and everything that earth has to offer, and a lot of grain and grapes, wine, and people will bow to you, and you will rule. And whoever is cursing you will be cursed. Whoever is blessing you will be blessed. It sounds like very down to earth.
Yes, it's a good blessing.
I will bless you that you will follow God. There is nothing more important than that.
Right.
But in Jacob's life, there was no need to bless that. He was on the right track on that.
But this one meant for Esau.
Right. Why? And as I said before, it's very hard to learn Torah, to follow God, what He wants, and to learn all the laws when your table is empty. So
you mean when there is no food?
No food.
Okay.
When you're running for your life, there are wars. There is famine, all kind of stuff like that, disasters. And Rivka knew that. He said, I know he's going to continue with following the path that Abraham taught us. But I'm afraid that in the future, nobody knows what's going to happen. And there might be wars, and people will live that way, because it's going to be very hard. They will be busy working or running from place to place.
You mean, is this what Yitzhak thought about his son Esau?
No, I will get to that. I'm talking about the idea of Rebecca. Why?
Okay.
She said to Jacob, you need to do that. Because if you want to continue God's way, you need to have some kind of stability. Financial stability in our case. Okay? You cannot go and learn and teach people when you're hungry.
Yeah.
No, so you need to get the blessings. Now, Esav was from a different point of view. His point of view was, I like this world. I am focusing mainly on this world. I don't care about Abraham's way. This is like spiritual stuff. It's good for the old people.
Okay.
I'm going to have fun. And how do I prove that claim? It's very simple. When we see that after Jacob left the tent,
right,
and Esav came, and he says, your brother was here and he took your blessing. What did Esav answered? Why, do you have only one blessing?
Exactly. Anything else? Give it to me.
Give it to me. And look at people should look on what was the blessing for Jacob. And on verse 27, he says he smelled him as it was very good smell, which means he was a good person. And Yitzhak, Isaac, knew that. He says, okay, you will get all the other materialistic to support your way, which is good. And you will be ruling, but that's as long as you will continue practice, you continue following God, you continue doing what God wants, as your grandfather and I did, you will get all the blessings. Okay, then came Esav and says, I want a blessing too. I want to be rich. I want this. I want that. Why do you have only one blessing? And we said that when he entered, there is a midrash. There is an ancient Jewish text saying that when Esav entered, the smell that came with him was very bad. It's like, I would say, the smell of hell. Like, this person is not qualified to receive a blessing. Like Yitzhak meant. Oh, you following God's way? Here's a blessing for you, so you nothing to worry about financially. But when Esav came, and with that negative attitude, a negative smell, Yitzhak understood that his son, he thought will continue his way, is not interested. He's interested in conquering other countries, other land, other people, gaining more wealth, which, you know, we're all gonna die someday. You're not gonna take it with you. This is not the most important thing. Other people will take it. So you're gonna work hard all your life for someone else. Okay? And Yitzhak was very disappointed.
So Esau couldn't see beyond that.
No. And the funny thing, or the sad thing, is that he demanded a blessing. And it's like, okay, if that's what you want, I will give you one. And let's see what's the blessing that Esav got. And he says, you will also get from the wealth of the land, and you will live by your sword.
Oh.
And you will work for your brother. And if your brother will not do what he needs to do, you're going to put him on track forcefully. Okay? So what do we see here? We see that Esav was all focused about gaining and collecting and conquering and taking advantage of earth. There is no harmony.
No, it's...
No harmony. It's, I mean, I see something I like, but it's yours. Well, here is my sword. Now it's mine. There is no peace. Okay? And the only thing the only condition that he will get that is to make sure that Jacob is learning.
If he can help Jacob to learn, is it?
No, he's not helping.
No, okay.
He's not helping. I mean, if you look at the Jewish history, that's exactly what happened. When the Jewish people have put aside a little bit of God, tried to manage by themselves, somebody from another nation came and reminded them that they cannot leave God just like that. So you look at the history, goes from Sanherib, the king of Ashur, who conquered 10 tribes of Israel. And I'm referring to the Bible, of course. Those 10 tribes are the lost tribes, as we call them today.
Yeah.
And Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the temple. And through the history, you will see that. Now, especially when it comes to religion, it happened in Europe mainly. All kind of kings have persecuted Jews. Mm. I mean, the last one was, you know, in Germany, during the Holocaust, mm-hmm. where they don't really care anymore if you are observant Jew or not. If you're half Jew,
you still have to die.
Gas chambers.
Yeah.
And that's just a reminder. And this is what this blessing is. You will live by your sword, because you are going out of God's umbrella, meaning other God's supervision. You think you can do it? Most important things for you is this life mm-hmm. on earth, which are important. We are not allowed to kill ourselves. Then that's what you get. You will have to work hard and to fight and to remind your brother Jacob that he should not live the right way, because if you do, then you're gonna come and take his stuff. So Rome, the empire mm-hmm. who destroyed the second temple, who conquered Judea and Galilee and the whole area mm-hmm. is in the Jewish textbooks, they are represented by Esav. They are coming to remind us that we are doing something wrong.
So if we have problems in our life, it's like God is sending us warning.
That's true. Or you did something very foolish.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So is that the consequence of...
I would say you have to... it might sound like a contradiction, mm-hmm. but we have responsibility. Mm-hmm. Yet our responsibility is tied to what God wants for us. Mm-hmm. You cannot do either or. Meaning you cannot say, oh, it's all about me, my responsibility. I succeeded or I failed. It's because of me. Or it says, if I don't do anything and it's all what God wants for me. You have to find the middle path. You try your best. You ask God for help. And whatever comes out of it, that's what God wants for you.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
GECS, Corporate Identity, Custom Graphics, and Website Design. For more information, visit their website at www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Folks, back again with the Jewish View with Rabbi Hananiah Cohen and Dennis Tillon as your host. We have been talking about blessings that went to Jacob and the leftover blessings that went to Esau. Now,
I wouldn't say it was leftover. It was focusing on what's important for that person.
Exactly. Okay.
For Jacob, it was important to be able to sit and learn without financial concerns.
Uh-huh.
And for Esav, it was important just to have financial wealth.
Well, Isaac mention about the blessings, spiritual blessings for Esau?
No, it was for Esau. It was 100%
material, worldly things.
Yes. You will conquer, you will have this, you will have that, because that's what was important for him.
Uh-huh.
Sadly, but that's what people, you know, cares about.
Now, can he turn that from materialism into spiritual blessings?
Well, if he wants that, you have to follow what Jacob follows. You have to put your desires aside and dedicate your life to God. Now, if we look at the descendants of Esau, it's a little bit deep, so I will try to make it simple.
Okay.
In the Jewish way, we have what we call two Torahs, two Torahs. One is the oral, the written text that everybody knows, the Bible.
Okay.
And the other one is the oral law that explained what God and meant when he said ABC to Moses.
Mm.
And according to some part of the Jewish mysticism, it was supposed to be divided to Jacob to get the to be responsible for the written law, and for Esav, he was very smart. He was not stupid. He did stupid things, but he was not stupid. It was his choice to be responsible for the oral law.
So why is it that you said according to the Jewish mysticism?
Because those are ancient texts that you can. You will not find it in the Bible literally.
Oh.
Okay, that's like other texts that not many people are familiar with.
Is it the same as the commentary from Rabbi, you know, what they call the books that has so
many? There are many
books.
Commentaries about the Torah. Who are you referring to?
The one that is, I saw, it's not Kabbalah. That's what I meant. Or is it Kabbalah that you meant?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. But we have different layers of learning. Some people are, you know, are in the superficial layer. Some people go deeper and deeper and deeper, and they get to all kind of ideas. Now, I want to go back to that idea. The idea is that you ask me if somebody wants to come back.
Yes.
If somebody, let's say, from the descendant of Esau wants to come back, he can.
So he has
But he has to live the Esavian way, if I would make this word up.
Jacob way? I mean...
Esau way.
Okay.
And join Jacob. Meaning in our terms will be to convert to Judaism, where you put your emphasis that you are following God, not to get the blessing,
but just to do
the right thing. If God wants to bless you, you're blessed. Now you can get blessings, but they're all going to be material without converting, without joining Jewish people.
So it's more on the spiritual meaning here that you're talking about blessings, or it is both mixed between spiritual and material?
It is both. Now, some of our greatest rabbis in Jewish history came from converts.
Okay.
So they brought that perspective to the Jewish people. And without them, there will be no Jewish people. That's why now most Esav kids, you know, they're out there. No, nothing to do with Judaism. It's all about materialism. But there are a few during the generations that joined the Jewish people, and they brought different perspective that helped kept Judaism alive and improved it. So, if you look at the from that point of view, the two sons of Isaac eventually joined together and formed what we call today a traditional Judaism. You understand what I'm saying here? It's a little bit maybe not clear, but I'm trying to clarify that for all the listeners as well. Both sons, Jacob and Esau, eventually work together.
Not when they met.
No. I'm talking about 1,000 years after that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Some of the greatest rabbis I mentioned, for example, Rabbi Akiva, which is one of the biggest scholars where it comes to the oral law that explained what the Bible wants, he was from a family of converts.
So
from Esav's side.
Oh.
So he came back. He brings the potential that Esav had and decided to give it away for materialistic reason and to gain some, you know, more wealth. And he brought that back to what later became what we know today as Judaism, the Jewish way.
Now, I come from Asia where Buddhism and Hinduism are big over there. Do you think by living like Enoch, for instance, just spiritual matter, nothing to do with material matters, is that what God wants us to be?
That's a great question. Well, the answer is, as usual, depends.
Okay.
It depends what the meaning. If people are spiritual, but they're spiritual towards the power of nature or towards statues or idols, they are missing the point. The idea is very simple. God put us on this planet to make it better, to improve, to work on humanity, okay, to improve humanity. And that's nothing to do with what you believe. You need somebody that is not Jewish, according to Jewish tradition, needs to just believe in God and follow 7 laws of Noah. It's not complicated. It's very reasonable.
Wow.
No, don't kill, don't steal, don't take someone else's wife. Have an order, have a justice system.
Wow, you remind me of the songs from Michael Jackson.
Heal the world.
Yes, make a better world, right?
This is our mission. To bring harmony again with nature, with other people.
Just a sideline here. Is it possible for Israelites or Israel living in peace with surrounding neighbors?
Wow.
With that discount.
You sure you have enough time? Possible, it is. It is possible. Easy, it is not.
So what happens if the surrounding, let's say my environment, is not supporting the harmony principle that I would like to do? What would that happen to me? Can God help me?
This depends how serious are you. If you take this as a mission, then I don't see any reason why not, but I cannot speak on God's behalf. I don't know. And it's not. I'm not ashamed to say I don't know. I'm just human, as you. Different, life course, but just human. The idea is to create harmony between people that will all follow God. If you read the prophets, they will tell you that in the end of the days, all the people in the world will come to the Temple Mount and they will see God's glory and they can bring their sacrifices, etc., etc., etc. And then they go back home to their kingdoms, their countries. They don't have to stick and live in Jerusalem and be Jewish. Okay, this is what is differentiate Judaism from other religion.
You mean the Bible text that says at the end people will gather and they will call my house as a...
Yes, all people, not just Jews or Israelites. And as I said, they don't have to convert. They can go back home, and according to the biblical law, this is what God wants. This is how our country gonna be ruled. You can still eat pork. You can still don't keep Shabbat, right? You don't have to do that. This is only for the Jews. But you should have a justice system, a social system.
And if you wanted to follow what Torah says, you will get more blessings.
If you want to follow exactly what Torah says, you will have to go and join those who follow that. In this case, will be the Israelites, the Jewish people.
But I don't have to have a long beard. right? and keep moving on. I mean, facing the Wailing Wall.
Those are all customs.
Okay.
Wailing Wall is not important as the temple is. Temple is the most important place for Jewish people. Unfortunately, we are not allowed to go there. But this is already a different topic, and we are really going off topic here.
Okay. Right? This is very attractive. And folks, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to write us the questions and send it to customer service at worldmediaministries.org and put it Jewish View as the subject so that we know that this is meant for.
I'll be more than happy to answer some questions.
Yes, and are you willing to face the difficult questions?
I look forward for difficult questions.
Okay, folks, please, if you have a something that you wrestling with it, you know, and it is difficult for other people to understand, don't hesitate to write it to our email customer service at worldmediaministries.org. Now, we are glad to be able to discuss about these blessings, and I know there are more topics or more angles that we can come up with.
Oh yeah.
Be prepared and keep follow us. Keep tune in to the ctkradio.org.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support to help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world. Please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.